Hello and welcome to episode 34 of the Screaming in Silence podcast, my top 7 stoic tips for overcoming adversity. For most of us, severe pain is thankfully a fleeting experience, but for some, like myself, it's a permanent companion. For the past 25 years, everything I've done or experienced has been accompanied by chronic pain. Yet, to the surprise of most, I consider myself one of the luckiest people alive, and I'm thankful for this journey. Through this podcast series, I'll share with you my story and the insights I have gained that have allowed me this perspective. As you are all aware, my podcast focuses on my journey with chronic pain and a paralyzed arm. However, I strongly believe the tools and techniques I discovered for myself to help me on my journey can help almost anyone with whatever adversity they are facing. Seeing how closely aligned the lessons I learnt were with Stoicism was reaffirming for me. Here they were in writing that has existed for over 2,000 years. I must be doing something right. I want to share with you all my lessons combined with the Stoic outlook. If they can help me navigate chronic pain and physical impairment, I'm sure they can help many others with the challenges life throws at us all. Number 1. Focus on what you can control. Epictetus said, "We don't control what happens to us, but we control how we respond to what happens." I can't control whether I'm in pain or have a paralyzed arm, but I can certainly control how I respond. I could choose to be angry about it, resentful and upset, or I could be indifferent about it. Another choice would be to embrace it. Anger and frustration would not serve me any benefit. They would only make my experience of adversity worse. Remaining indifferent to it would be a far better way to respond, but for me, embracing it is the best answer. This approach has allowed me to grow and learn so much from my experience in a way that benefits me. Controlling my response in this way has allowed me to become a better person, not only for myself, but also for those around me. There are really only 3 things in life we can control: our thoughts, our reactions, and our actions. We've all found ourselves in situations out of our control that can anger or frustrate us. Being stuck in traffic when we need to be somewhere often triggers this response. But we can't control how busy the roads are. Getting angry or frustrated won't change how quick we get to where we need to be, but it will make our experience more unpleasant, making our day worse and potentially that of others around us too. The same if we feel we've been offended by someone. We have to decide to be offended for it to have any effect. We have to be complicit in their ugliness. If we control how we react, choosing to remain indifferent, for example, then this will allow us to be done no harm by the other person's actions or words, allowing us to enjoy our day without the bother of the other person's behaviour. Like my injury, things out of our control are not important. What is important is that we focus on what we can control: our thoughts, reactions, and actions. Number 2. Don't suffer imagined troubles. Seneca said, "We suffer more in imagination than we do in reality." How often has something troubled us just by thinking about it, only to find that when we finally dealt with the issue, it was nowhere near as bad as we imagined it would be? It's incredibly easy to overthink things and catastrophize future outcomes. Living with a physical impairment and chronic pain can be challenging by themselves. Worrying about what may happen to me in the future, maybe due to old age or another injury, say if I broke my right arm, would be overwhelming if I allowed those thoughts to run away. I'd end up wrapping myself up in cotton wool and missing out on life. Staying present in the moment, the here and now, is critical. As Marcus Aurelius said to himself, "We don't own the future." Of course, we should be prepared for all possibilities in life. Seneca once again tells us, "The only unacceptable excuse is I did not think that could happen." But it's equally important that we don't focus on only the worst outcome. And what if the worst outcome does come to realization? Well, once again, Seneca has words for us on this too. A man who suffers before it is necessary suffers more than is necessary. If we worry in advance, we will suffer more than we needed to. Something may happen to me in the future that compounds the adversity I face already. I accept that. But I'm not going to waste the present moment worrying about the what-ifs and maybes that may never ever happen. Number 3. Never be heard complaining. Marcus Aurelius writes to himself, "Don't be overheard complaining in court, not even to yourself." Living with chronic pain can be testing at times. In fact, for me it's over 95% of my injury. Having only one working arm is less than 5% of my challenges. It would be easy to complain about how hard this can be at times, how challenging it can be to function with continual pain. But what benefit would that serve me? Absolutely none. As Seneca said, I'm at least not a hindrance to myself. Complaining about my situation would only serve to make my struggles worse. It would lead me to focus on the bad rather than the good. And that's an important distinction. No matter where we find ourselves in life, it is important to find the good no matter what we are facing. It may seem to be impossible at times, but it's critical to focus on what we can do and not what we can't. Losing the use of an upper limb is considered to be a 60% impairment. Yet, I really find myself in a situation where I can't do what needs to be done. From riding motorcycles, playing tennis, swimming, working out, being a father, practicing martial arts, to tying my shoelaces, I can always find a way to move forward. As Marcus writes in Meditations, everything that happens is either endurable or not. If it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. My pain is endurable. Number 4. Make a little progress each day. Zeno, the founding father of Stoicism, had this to say: well-being is realized by small steps, but it is no small thing. Living with a physical disability can sometimes leave you feeling like you're not making progress at a fast enough rate. Chronic pain can do the same, and you don't even need to be in a situation like mine to feel this way. We all get frustrated when we feel that we're not making enough movement forwards. I found early on that any advancement is welcome, no matter how small the steps. Over time, those little steps accumulated into significant progress and improved my well-being considerably. From learning to tie my shoelaces with one hand through to teaching myself how to ride a motorcycle again, all these are comparatively small steps, but they went a long way towards giving me back my independence and sense of self-worth. When the pain was overwhelming and required me to take time out, small steps in learning how to relax despite the severity, controlling my breathing and regulating my thoughts all brought me to a place where I could manage my pain without thinking. None of these advances happened instantly. They all took time, practice, and patience. But given time, they turned into huge gains to significantly improve my quality of life. Too often, we want instant results or take on too much, setting ourselves up for failure. Small steps, however, lead to big gains. Number 5. Love your fate. Amor fati. I choose to be in pain. I choose to have a paralyzed arm. To most, this would seem ridiculous. Surely no one would choose these options, given an alternative. And that's the important part to note, an alternative. I have a saying, when you don't have a choice, your choice is already made. What I mean is that when we find ourselves in a situation that leaves no other option, make that option your choice. I don't have an option, but I've turned that into my choice. Fighting this reality would be a losing battle, one that would waste energy. If I fight it, then it becomes my enemy. Instead, if I don't only accept it, but if I embrace it, if I choose it, if I love my fate, then it is no longer something working against me. Rather, I can now make it start to work for me. I'll point out that there is a procedure to stop my pain, but it's not guaranteed, and the risks of further paralysis are high, too high for me. I've learned to manage my pain very successfully, but I am still in pain. So I embrace this, because then it is no longer a reality I oppose. We all find ourselves in situations where we would rather not be, but sometimes escaping them is not an option. Fighting your fate will in these instances only make your experience worse, more painful, and seem longer. Rather, if we embrace our reality, or as Nietzsche, the German philosopher, calls it, amor fati, the love of our fate, to not only bear what is necessary, but to love it, then our experience will be much more positive. Epictetus said, you can want things to turn out the way you want, or you can want things the way they've turned out. Number 6. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I'm a pretty proud type of person. Bullheaded is another description I've been given. I like to do what I need to do without help. Before my accident, I was the guy you'd call to help work on your bike or car, move house, whatever you needed. After my accident, though, a lot of that changed. I still prefer to work on my own vehicles, of course, and I enjoy doing it on my own. Even though most of the jobs are a lot more challenging with only one arm and coping with pain, I get a massive feeling of satisfaction from accomplishing them. But some jobs are too tough or don't warrant the extra effort. So I had to swallow my pride and ask for help. But I shouldn't have seen it this way. Just as I like to help people, there's plenty of people willing to help me too. Sometimes we see asking for help as giving up, when in fact it is the complete opposite. The author, Charlie McAsee, says, asking for help isn't giving up, it's refusing to give up. Marcus Aurelius tells himself, you're like a soldier storming a wall. If you have to have a comrade pull you up, so what? The goal is still achieved. Asking for help is not weakness, it's courage. Number 7. The impediment to action advances action. This quote is straight from Meditations, Marcus Aurelius's personal journal. The full quote is, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Having a paralyzed arm could be seen as an impediment, something that does stand in the way, as too could chronic pain. But what could I do with both of these realities that can turn them into something that advances action? Sharing my story, my challenges, my failures, and my victories. To inspire and help others, something I have been doing since very early on in my journey. For years, when I was asked about my injury, people were inspired and interested and wanted to hear more. So I started this podcast on my journey, which has now been heard around the world. I've only received positive feedback from this, people telling me how it's helped them see a different way of dealing with adversity, or from those who live with someone with pain or in a serious injury, gaining greater understanding. Through returning to motorcycling, the activity in which I lost the use of my arm, I've inspired other riders in similar situations to also return to riding, some telling me that they can't express the gratitude they have for me helping to change their lives. I've inspired those close to me too, my children, family, and friends. I've turned what stands in the way into the way. If it wasn't for my journey with chronic pain and a paralyzed arm, I never would have had this opportunity. It would be easy to perceive the loss of use of my arm as an impediment, when in fact it is the complete opposite. It's a benefit to me and many others. These are just a few of the lessons I have learnt over the years overcoming non-stop adversity. And when I discovered Stoicism recently, it was truly amazing finding a school of thought that aligned so well with my approach to life. These 7 tips have helped me so much, and I know that they can help anyone navigating life's challenges, which we all go through. Once again, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope the lessons I've learnt and the teachings of the Stoic philosophy can help you overcome any obstacle in life you face, turning what stands in the way into the way. Until next time, take care, take control of what you can, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.